Happy New Year. This is Michael, and this is Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. It is now 2024. What have you thought of doing this year, this new year, differently than you did last year? A lot of us make resolutions to do something or not do something, and very few people do goals or vision boards that say what they are going to do or plan to do. A couple of years ago, and back in 2021, 22, I did a vision board of all the things that I had planned on doing. And as I did each one, I checked it off. There were six things that I felt were essential at the time. And I did those six things, with the biggest one being taking my daughter and myself on a cruise to Mexico. She had just graduated the year before, and I think this was 2022, because this is like right at the end of COVID. And she had graduated the year before, and unfortunately, we weren't able to go at that time. So I booked it for the year after. So we decided to go to Mexico, and that was on my vision board of things to do. And I went and I checked that off. I have another trip for Mexico planned later this year, but that's more of a, that's a fun thing to do, but that's paid off. It's done. It was on my vision board of things to pay off, and it's paid off. It's done, and I'm ready to go. So what are your goals for 2024? What are your visions for this upcoming year? I have a lot of things that I have not sat down to go over with my vision on how it looks in terms of what I want to do, where I want to go, places I want to see, the types of people I want to be with, and not only mentioning that, but the recovery I want to have in 2024. I went to one of my meetings, one of my 12-step meetings this past Saturday, and we had fellowship afterwards. And I was telling my fellows, I am always in recovery. And what that means is I am always aware that I am a love addict. I am an adult child of an alcoholic. And I'm aware of my surroundings and what I say and what I do around other people. And when you start to forget those things is when you lapse back into destructive behaviors, and everything that you've learned up to that point just goes out of the window. Sometimes it's just for a brief moment. Sometimes it's for a lot longer, until something in your life happens. And then you're like, oh yeah, I remember, I have to remember this lesson to get me back on track. So I spend more than a fair amount of time thinking about my recovery, what it looks like, what it will look like, because I'm always in recovery. But just for the day, I can plan for the future, but that doesn't mean that that's gonna come to fruition. You know what I mean? It might, but the whole point is for you to have a goal and to work towards that goal. And my goal is a lifelong goal of recovery. So I'm always working on that. I'd be interested to know what your goals are and your vision for 2024 look like. I'm glad that you are part of the recovery crew. There are going to be some changes to my podcast. I may even add one, a different podcast for my recovery as an adult child. I'm still toying with the idea. I'm not sure if I want to do that yet, but it's an idea. Or I might just change the podcast name to Diary of a Adult Child of an Alcoholic. I don't know. I'm still toying with it. It's on my goal sheet of things to do for this year. I'm working towards it, but just know there are some changes coming about real soon. I thank each and every one of you for listening to my podcast. And like I always say, if you get something out of it, that's great. If you don't, take what you like, leave the rest. Thank you so very much. I hope you're having a wonderful 2024 so far. And let's journey together through this year for more recovery. So thank you very much. I'm Michael, and this is Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. I will chat with you again soon. Ciao.